In an ancient lake bed, 26 kilometers north of the California-Mexico border, there is fresh water and new life.
We're probably the largest catfish farm this side of the Mississippi, probably the largest catfish farm in California.
Co-owner of Imperial Catfish, Craig Elliott, says several times a week, thousands of kilograms of fish from these ponds ends up in Asian grocery stores where live fish is in high demand.
And in fact, we can't really produce enough fish for the demand.
As demand for seafood increases worldwide, so does the number of fish farms.
It's a relatively young industry, but it grows about 9% a year. And we expect that growth rate going in the next couple of decades.
But sustainable aquaculture investor Mike Vailings hopes for more. He says China is the world leader in producing farmed fish, while the U.S. has very few farms.
The U.S. relies heavily on wild caught and on imports, and only 1% of the world's farming today is done in the U.S.
That's because fish farming is not an easy business, says Craig Elliott.
You put a fish in at this big and it's going to be, you know, 18 months to 2 years before they're 2 to 3 pounds. And so you have all that big outlay and you have no return for a long, long time.
There are also environmental concerns. Activist Nathan Weaver cites the impact of uneaten fish meal and waste products from farmed fish, along with the disruptions to the natural food chain.
Many of the species of fish we like to eat are large predatory fish. They're things like tuna or salmon that are already 2 or 3 levels up the food chain. So in order to farm these large carnivores, you have to actually feed them smaller fish. And the concern is that in order to keep a tuna farm going or a salmon farm going, you would end up having to basically catch all of the little fish in the ocean.
But the World Resources Institute says public policies, technology, and private initiatives are bringing improvements. For example, U.S.-based Whole Foods Market sells farm-raised seafood from environmentally conscious fish farms that do not use pesticides, antibiotics, or added growth hormones. For aquaculture to continue to grow, WRI calls for investments in technological innovations in areas including breeding and disease control, and a shift to farming fish lower on the food chain, such as catfish. Elliott's fish eat a mostly vegetarian diet. As far as keeping his ponds free of pollution,
don't overfeed, don't overcrowd, you're not going to have those issues.
He plans to expand his farm to keep up with the demand. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Imperial Valley, California.